Hey girl, hey! Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, where we celebrate the female leaders within our community. Join our hosts, Brianna Hinkle and Jamie Crone, as we introduce you to women that are making a difference in business, health, education, nonprofits, and more. Brought to you by the creators of Prescott Woman Magazine, a bi-monthly publication celebrating women. Sponsored by Waters Garden Center for all your gardening needs in the Quad City areas. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com. Today, we're talking the art of wearing multiple hats with Mackenzie Lane. Mackenzie literally has gardening experience in her blood as the third generation of her family to carry on the Waters legacy. She is thrilled to be following in the footsteps of her parents and grandparents and taking the garden center to the next level under her ownership. Like her mother before her, Mackenzie began her love with gardening as a cashier and by watering plants after school. Education became her major focus after high school, and she received a degree from Fresno Pacific University in psychology and a master's degree in marriage and family counseling from Fuller Theological Seminary. Now she's passionate about making sure Waters Garden Center continues to be a major part of the Prescott community by providing jobs and educating the public on the best gardening practices for success. She also supports local organizations like Prescott Area Young Professionals and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Mackenzie loves running through the garden center with her mini schnauzers, playing pickup basketball, and hiking our local trails. Well, hi, Mackenzie. We would love to take a minute to chat with you today about being a woman who wears many hats. I found a quote online that I thought was interesting. Women need real moments of solitude and self-reflection to balance out how much of ourselves we give away. And that's by Barbara DeAngelis. So when we talk about wearing many hats, how many hats or roles would you say that is?
Oh, gosh. I was thinking about this morning, because I think there's quite a few and some that I'm still discovering as I'm in the practice in Waters Garden Center. So, you know, I've got daughter, sister, I'm also in work sense, manager, looking to be owner, so trying to learn the owner hat and learn how to be a manager of the garden center, and then just like a friend and stuff. So it's all those little pieces put together. So I'd say at least, what, five or six? How many was that?
Yeah, five or six that you know, and then tonight you'll be like, there's another hat.
I'll think of five more and I'll go, darn it.
So yeah. For today, what would you say is the hat that you've got on today?
Today, it's probably more like manager, owner. My parents are out of town, so I'm taking over the space, looking after it, make sure it functions, doesn't burn to the ground. So I would say that's my big hat for today.
Well, that's quite a big hat. That's a lot of responsibility, but I know you're prepared for it, obviously, and you're learning and, you know, you know what to expect for the most part. Yes. And so speaking of a family business, you work within a family business. Tell us a little bit more about that family business. And also, do you think it makes it easier or more challenging to have work-life balance when it is a family business?
Thank you. Big questions. I like it. I would say there is, especially I would say maybe for our business, there's a little bit more pressure there just because it's multi-generational. So 60 plus years, grandparents started it. We are, I would say, beacon in the community. My dad, you know, he's out there. You see him everywhere. So I'd say for me, that's kind of a greater impact of just looking to take that on and carry it in a good way. So I don't, you know, our name doesn't get dragged through the mud or anything like that. There's that pressure to have to uphold, which I love it. Blessings and curses either way. But it's been fun. See, I already forgot the first part of that question. My brain.
No, that's okay. I asked a lot at once. So, but you covered kind of that second part of like, do you think it makes it easier or more challenging to have a work-life balance? And then we were just asking kind of to tell us a little bit about what that business is for our listeners.
Oh, Right. Yes. So we are a retail nursery. So no growing, just we sell beautiful plants blooming of all colors throughout the whole year. So year round business, family owned business. So my parents are in, my mom's in the store. My dad's more in the out in the community. So it's a very fun business to be in. You know, you're selling flowers to people, you get to be outside among the animals, and it's just nice to go and see that every day. Cause it's, yes, it may be busy and it's not always relaxing like most people, yeah. Sometimes people think it is, but it's fun to have that energy and it keeps you going and it keeps you moving. So I really enjoy it.
And are you guys open 7 days a week or do you get a break at some point?
Open 7 days a week from March through October, but in the fall, in the winter months, we get a day off and our hours are shortened a bit. So 7 days a week though.
Wow, that's awesome. I guess if things get really stressful, you can literally stop and smell the roses, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You get them for a whole season, 3 or 4 months. So you can just smell them all day long. It's fun to get when the grapes and fruits start giving fruit and we don't sell them, it's fun to go through and eat those. So a little lunch break. Yeah,
nothing goes to waste.
No, it does
that's
not.
Awesome. So how do you, Mackenzie, how do you manage solitude and self-reflection while wearing so many hats? And how do you enjoy your downtime?
Yeah, so I'm still kind of working on that. COVID kind of brought me back to Prescott in my time. And so I had a lot of friends over in California where I was going to school. So moving back here, it's been kind of an adjustment to still deal with that. Finding a friend group, managing your safe space and your alone time and all of that. So I mostly, you know, I hang out with my family a lot. I have two dogs, my love, little mini schnauzers. So I walk them all the time. We go hiking. So they're my joy. Also, I, you know, movies, reading. And I just try, I actually really enjoy going to community events, just seeing what's out there.
That's awesome. And Jamie not only works for Prescott Woman Magazine, but also works for United Animal Friends. So, and we're big dog lovers. Yeah. So we totally understand that. And if you ever need to get some dogs together, we both have small dogs. So
particularly
obsessed with terriers. So
they're yappy, but we love them.
Yes. So you mentioned school. So is that what you did prior to moving back to work within the family business? Was this always the plan? Like when you went away for college, was this always the game plan to come back?
It was not. I went to school I got a psych degree and then I got a master's in marriage and family therapy and I was completing hours in that and I was out of school. So the school shut down. So you can't afford California unless you have a job. So I moved back. Started at the business and then I just fell in love. I think I needed space to come back to because you grow up in it. You need space sometimes to figure yourself out, come back. And I just fell in love. So it wasn't always the plan, but I'm glad I'm happy that it kind of came to fruition and stuff coming back. So
I can totally relate to that. I think Jamie as well. Yeah. We both moved away after high school. We Jamie was Bradshaw. I was Prescott. We're enemies at heart, but we both moved away, went to college, did our thing. She lived in California for a while. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, Prescott sometimes just gets you back in one way or another. And then when you get here, you kind of like, wow,
it's home.
I actually really love it. And you get to appreciate it in a completely different way than when you're a teenager and you're like, let me out of this town, you know, yeah, and then you come back and you go, oh, it's so quaint.
Yeah, exactly. It's how it went.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're back.
Yes.
Yeah. Just bringing them all back in.
Sponsored by Finley Toyota in Prescott, Arizona. For all your Toyota and used car needs, visit FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Do you have any tips that you can offer to other women that are juggling multiple roles in their life?
I would say, yes, I do. The big thing I think for me and just in learning this, having these bigger roles and figuring out how to have some self time away, I would say the most important is boundaries around your time. So it's easy to go, everyone needs my help, or I want to help everyone. And there's so many projects to do when you're in those positions. And I think it's important to go, I can rest today and work hard tomorrow. So instead of burning out, I can rest and then come back and be, you know, more positive and a better mood. So for me, that's number one. Number two is really just finding people to connect with, because this is stressful. You got demands to meet, you got people you got to deal with, relationships. So having someone, whether it's one or two, to go to is just really important. And those are my big ones to managing and dealing with the stress, anxiety, and everything that takes.
Those are really good tips. You know, you got to find that kind of outlet and also know when to say no. Mm-hmm. And allow yourself that time. That has been an ongoing theme. I think Jamie can agree that with these podcasts, women are learning, you know, like, or saying, okay, you have to say no to some things, to say yes to yourself sometimes, or know how to delegate, or know who to go to and have that downtime with. So I think that's awesome, because I think some women are still figuring that out. Well, some people, I mean, not just women, obviously, people are still figuring out that there's a balance, right?
Yeah. And you'll constantly be doing it. You'll never quite get it. It's a constant. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. That's so true. And then what is your favorite part of the day, and what hat does that include?
Ooh, favorite part of the day. I'll do it two ways. Favorite season that I love at the garden center, and my favorite part of the day. And then I'll answer the second part. So easiest right now is favorite season. So my favorite season is going to be, I like fall. Now in garden center sense, I know you thought I would say summer because the blooming flowers and everything's nice, but I love monsoon because you get warm weather, you get rain, it's not cold, and then the flowers are still blooming, like they're still color. So it's not just gray and dreary. So that's my favorite season. Favorite part of the day, I would say, is mornings. Right as we open, we have a team huddle, we all get together, we all talk, and it kind of boosts me for the day. Coffee helps too, but the team atmosphere and just getting ready to start the day is my favorite part. And then what was the second?
It was, what hat does that include? But it sounds like manager hat, kind of, for that, yeah. For not the season, but for,
yeah. For the day thing. Yeah, I would say it's manager. I love finding how to help people. So they all might have tasks for the day. How can I best help you achieve that task in the easiest way possible? So yeah, I can give everyone a list of jobs to do, but I prefer to go, you see what needs to be done. Let's help you figure out how to do that. So that's the role I like to play.
That's awesome. Well, we've actually come to the end of our podcast. So like we said, short and sweet, but we do have rapid fire questions.
Ooh, okay.
So Jamie's going to start it off. All right. So first question, who's your hero?
Oh, is it too cheesy to say my parents? Do I need to pick up someone else? I would say it's my parents. Just watching them be who they are and be in the community has been, it's just amazing to see what you can do in life. So.
No, that's a good one. I've met both of your parents. So I think they're heroes to the community too. So
right?
What is your favorite flower or plant?
Ooh, okay. My favorite, I would say flower. I enjoy flowers. Getting that color change it's not really a flower, but a flamethrower redbud. It is multiple colors like a sunset. So red, orange, green. And then you still get those big, beautiful leaves of a redbud. So it's my favorite.
Oh, that sounds so cool. We're going to Google that right after this. Yeah, head over to Waters Garden. Check it out.
Flamethrowers.
And then what was your first job?
Oh, I've never really had, like, my first job, I guess, would be Waters Garden Center. Outside of that, I had a internship kind of thing happen at college. Because sports was my big life, so I didn't have to have a job. Thank you, parents. But I went to like Christian school, so we worked with their pastor there and helped him at the front desk reception job. So always working with people, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, you're good at it, I think. So thank you, Mackenzie, for taking a minute with us today. For the listeners, can you tell them how they can learn more about Waters Garden Center?
Yeah, so we've got two different ways. WatersGardenCenter.com has a lot wealth of information and handouts that we give. We also do classes on Saturday, every Saturday at 9:30, completely free to the community. And that list is also on our website. So those are the two big ways to get involved.
sponsored by El Gato Azul, Prescott's quirky, cozy, and friendly place to meet. For more information and for their menu, visit elgatoazulprescott.com. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week, and you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.